League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's the dynamic duo who make up the trench.
Get in the trench.
John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we've been talking about this for a while now, is the poaching. The poaching of college football and basketball players from other teams. Trent Dilfer, I'd forgotten this. He's the head coach of UAB now.
He in for a...
Go ahead.
Trent Dilfer's out there.
Try.
Okay, number one, who do you have, Trent? Who's trying to steal your guys?
Well, UAB does get some athletes every once in a while. But this is happening.
Why don't you say what Trent said?
Well, here it is. Here's Trent Dilfer. He's on some radio show. Which radio show is he on? Trent Dilfer is on Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Bucky and Wally. Birmingham's leader in sports television.
I don't know where Rick and Bubba are in.
Yeah, I worry about it. Probably Birmingham.
No one knows. It's Rick and Bubba. So here is Trent Dilfer on their radio show.
And it's easy for a coach to say, oh, man, you're going to jump right into this nickel spot, and you're going to play in national televised games every week. And that's really easy to say. And then kid shows up, and he's like, well, wait a second. Why am I the third guy? By the way, come try to get my guys.
Right.
Like, I dare you, Power Fives. I got a pretty big platform that I can step on.
Yeah.
And if I find you in my kids' DMs, and if I find you talking to high school coaches about my kids, if you're in my roster, I'm going to call your ass out. I'm going to say it by name to the biggest voices in television today, and it's going to make game day, and it's going to make Sports Center, and it's going to make, because by the way, those guys running Sports Center are still my friends.
That's right. I still got their
soul. So go ahead. I dare you to jump into my roster. And I told the American coach the same thing. I said, why don't you guys have the you-know-whats to stand up and say, get out of my roster?
Right.
I said, here's why, because you want their job.
Oh,
I want,
you said it.
I want this job.
That's right.
I don't want no power. I want this job. I want to live in Birmingham. I want to live downtown. I want to go see my grandson in Nashville. I don't want that other job. So I don't care if you blackball me.
Right.
I want this job. I want the city of Birmingham to say, no, that's our city. That's our coach. Right. And so go ahead. I'm not scared of whoever, the grand poopah of poopahs, to blackball me. Right? Like, get out of my roster. These are my guys. I love these guys. Stay the hell out of it.
I love that. I love that. Well, first of all, I didn't know. Trent is from there or what? I don't know.
Something about Poobah is all I know.
That's all. Well, yeah.
He wants to live in downtown Birmingham is all I know.
That's all. Well, he wants to see his grandson.
He's saying what most people think.
No, but he's right. Why aren't these coaches that are getting their kids poached going after them? Mm-hmm. Why are they not? Because there's a lot of other poaching going on. I mean, because guys are poaching. You know why? Because it'll be a giant nothing but everybody pointing fingers at everybody else. It's awful. College football is a cesspool. College football, I mean, if they could get rid of, and there's so much money involved. When you're talking about $4, $5, $6 million a year, mm-hmm. $7, $10, $11 million a year for these coaches, potentially at the biggest schools, you know, you're all going to just, it's all about winning. And there's zero integrity. When guys are just coming in and just calling your players blatantly, texting them, calling from a burner phone, or having a player call and the coach takes the phone from them and talks to the player. Mm-hmm. It's happening every single day.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening every single day. And I, God, please, somebody go to UAB and try to take one of his players and let Trent Dilfer find out. And I would love to see it. I want to see these coaches actually put their foot to the fire for what they're doing.
I'm not a big fan of this free agency with football model. Is a Premier League model, and it's not – it's good. It's not even the model. It's just become this. I mean, you were talking about Johnny Manziel and the Aggies and the team that in 2012 that won every game other than Florida first game and LSU, and we were just talking about how LSU had to avoid those. But if you think back to that was basically a decade ago. There was none of this. It was – I mean – there was no NIL. There's also no transfer portal. There was no transfer portal
right.
At the time. You transferred, you didn't.
Yeah,
you threw your name in, and then you created a graphic. I would now like to announce that I am entering the transfer portal, and it really wasn't players making announcements. Players now announce which – have you seen this? They announce which camps they are going to. They make graphics and announcements of the camps that they will be attending, and then they announce the schools that they will be taking visits to. I'd like to officially announce I have an offer from this school. Then they officially announce that they're, who they're going to. Then they announce they're into the portal. Then there's an official graphic that they're going back to school and they're not coming out for the pros. It's insane. Well, the transfer portal stuff has really caused it is a complete mess. It's chaos. Because once you took away the 1 year, the transfer portal in and of itself was an issue just with guys leaving who – I saw the graphic is, I think it's 60% of the players, or it's maybe higher, 60 to 70% go down a level. In other words, if you are at a lower school, you may never get another scholarship. If you're at a Division I school, you end up going to Division II. If you're a Power Five, you end up going to Group of Five. It's either 60 to 70% of the players who hit the portal take a step down, one step down, in what happens to them. It is not beneficial. Now, the best players, the best players are going
to go. That's not true. Because if you go to a school that you shouldn't have gone to and you can't play there, it's the Peter principle. You end up where you're supposed to be.
That's actually probably accurate. But it didn't mean it was best for the player. Some guys no longer have college scholarships.
Well, right. No. A lot of these
guys, way more than people realize.
No. A lot of these guys that thought, oh well, I'll just get scooped up right away in the portal. I'm going to the portal. There's
thousands.
A thousand or more. There's thousands of kids, not thousands, maybe, but over a thousand who are just sitting there going, wait a minute, I don't have anywhere to go now.
Mm-hmm.
I have nowhere to go now. You gave up that scholarship because those schools, as soon as you go in a transfer portal, they're like, okay, guess what? We ain't paying you no more. You're not getting your monthly stipend. You're not getting any NIL money because you're out, obviously. You don't have a place to go to school. And there's how many kids are sitting that play your position are sitting in that portal?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Wild West right now, and I think it's going to level out.
Well, the first thing that will have to happen, it would be nice if if there was some stability in college football. And, I think it starts with coaches. I think first and foremost, it's interesting a coach is saying what a lot of coaches – and look, it's not most coaches, but a lot of coaches have no interest in staying true to the contract. A lot of schools have no interest. I think it started with the coaches because the coaches created this Wild West culture by having contracts that don't mean anything. They don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
You get extensions left and right. You can leave whenever you want.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not equitable.
The buyouts are the killer.
It's not equitable.
Yep.
Make the coaches' contracts matter. Contracts in every other business matter. When we're under contracts, coaching's like the only contract that
doesn't matter.
It's like it doesn't matter. Nope. Contract doesn't even matter. And to me, you can say whatever you want about the players, but it all started with coaches being able to jump whenever they wanted to because that's what pushed the ceiling way too fast on coaches. When you grow too fast, it's happening some in sports right now too. Like you grow so fast at quarterback position. All of a sudden it shoots up wide receiver, and you know who has to pay for it? Running backs.
Yep.
Running backs now, they are never going up in salary. They are never. They can think whatever they want. You're going to have guys who don't want to play running back anymore, who want to go play linebacker or wide receiver at a young age because you are never going up at running back because think about this. The franchise tag doesn't go up because your rates don't go up.
Nope.
Their prices don't. But because quarterbacks have gotten pushed up so fast, wide receivers are going with them, offensive tackles are going with them, and guards and centers, some linebackers. Corners. Linebackers are getting left behind also. Corners are going up. Linebackers who don't play three downs, you're going to be minimum wage, guys.
Middle linebackers are going to be...
Middle linebackers who can't cover are like running backs who can't play on third down.
No, they ain't playing. They're going to be phased out of the league.
And you don't get drafted high either, by the way.
All right, 713-780-3776. You got something you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here. Right now I'm talking about ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com, the best goal. And listen, mom will love it because of the curb appeal, because it looks great. And it'll look great in years and years to come. We had one at our house, and actually Keith Tate moved it to a neighbor's. We asked him to move it to a neighbor's because we love the kids there. They're great kids, and we wanted them to have a goal that they would have be growing up with. I drove by there, and that goal looks the same, like it's brand new. And this is 15 years ago that we got it, somewhere in there, or maybe even more. It's how good it is, because a Pro Dunk lasts forever. The tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, the kids can hang on it all day long. It won't rust. The installation is second to none. They'll stencil your driveway. Now they've got a drill that you put into it and raise and lower. Instead of the crank, you put a drill in, up, down, easy for anybody to work. So if you're looking for the best goal, the technology is second to none. It's just the best, period. Don't go to a box store and buy one. Get one from Keith Tate. Have it forever, and the kids will love it. ProDunk.com. Tell them you heard it right here. ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg.
The preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Javon wants to talk about what we were just talking about with college recruiting. He's been waiting through the break, so let's get him in here. Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's up, fella?
How you doing?
Yeah, I really hate to hear coaches talk, especially Trent Dilfer. He's talking from such a place of privilege. You've made millions of dollars in the NFL. And if I'm a good player at a UAB and Auburn offers me $100,000, an opportunity to continue my education, Trent Dilfer should be happy for that kid that he can go make some more money and have a better opportunity to promote himself and maybe get an NFL job. So why should Trent Dilfer or any coach be mad if a player gets a better opportunity? It's just life. So I don't understand why coaches get so upset. But the real reason behind all these transfers, even going way back in the day, is because coaches lie to recruit. They've done it for years. They get kids, tell kids whatever they want to hear to get them to come to their school. And back in the day, that was no issue. You tell a kid whatever. Now that kid has an option to transfer. So through this whole thing, people don't talk about how coaches lie in the recruiting process just to get kids there. And then now kids can leave. So that's really the backbone behind transformer or anything.
Hold on. Stay with us. Hold on, Javon. Stay with us here. Yep. Okay. Let me ask you a question. So you think it's right that Auburn, a kid plays good at UAB, and Auburn can come in because that kid played well because Trent Dilfer recruited well, Trent Dilfer developed him well, Trent Dilfer put him in a position to play good football. The school paid him. He is making NIL money at UAB. You think it's okay for Auburn to just look at his roster and just pick any player he wants that another coach has developed? You think that's fine?
Yes, because he's played well for that coach. He's given that coach while he was there. He played well, and it's no different than a coach coaching well at a school, and then Auburn Compton offered Trent Dilfer a job. He's going to leave, too, or any other coach.
No, he just said he's not leaving. Wait a minute.
Well,
wait a minute.
You are both missing the point that this is illegal.
Yeah.
This is against the rules. Like, if a kid enters the transfer portal, that's fine. Poaching is illegal.
Forget illegal or illegal. It's okay. Happening. It's happening every single day.
But Trent doesn't want the illegal stuff going. If there's rules, he wants rules enforced.
That's right. And oh, by the way, Trent Dilfer, don't go out and offer a kid money to come to your school and tell him that I'm going to pay you, because that's illegal too. But UAB should just be a minor league system for Auburn and Alabama and LSU and all these bigger schools is crap, Javon. Because those coaches are working their asses off, too. And oh, by the way, wait a minute. Those schools gave that kid a chance that the bigger schools wouldn't until they played good football. UAB gave him a scholarship. You know what? If Auburn was any good at their job, they would find those kids that are really good football players that can play at their university. And you know what else Auburn does, Javon? Not only does he poach that kid, but you know what he's got to do? He's got to kick another kid off of his roster that he promised the spot to. But that kid wasn't playing well enough, so he kicks him to the curb.
Well, wait, but you guys are arguing, too.
Well, like, he's going to forego a scholarship to a high school kid. He doesn't necessarily have to kick a kid off his roster.
Yeah, the high school.
Well, he's got his 85 guys.
No.
And he's going to have to kick a – listen, this happens all the time, too. When I've got a better kid that's playing at UAB or – wherever, Central Florida, wherever, and I bring them onto my roster, I'm going to kick kid off.
But Javon's right. Every year, the graduating cycle, you can bring somebody. If you have 13 spots, you may bring a portal instead of
I may bring in 16 kids and kick a few off.
Instead of a high school kid.
Guys, don't make no mistake. They're kicking kids off. So all of this, I'm just doing good for this kid that deserves it. What about the kid that you promised to that you kick off of your roster?
But this was always happening, guys who get kicked off roster. This didn't just start.
No, but
guys have been losing their spots.
But now I've got NIL money that I'm giving him, and I'm kicking him off.
Everyone wanted NIL, and they wanted everyone to be able to travel. And no one no one thought about the ramifications of having no border. There's no deterrent. Because you don't have any wait time and you wanted NIL, this is what you get.
Listen.
And as people didn't think this through, this was always going to happen. Always going to happen.
Listen, and it's not only, Alabama poaching wide receivers off Ohio State. Or it's not only just the little guy. It's everybody diving into everybody's roster.
Javon asked you that. You didn't hear him ask that. He goes, you don't think UAB has gone and picked somebody off of somebody else's roster?
Trent Dilfer, I don't know.
They may have.
I don't know.
They may have.
But then I'm just going to say this. Then Trent Dilfer, you're hypocritical.
He's hypocritical. But here's the thing. You are arguing different things. Javon is arguing for he likes the fact that right now this is no longer the college football model. This is now just a true capitalistic minor league farm.
Well,
it's a baseball. It's really Premier League. You can go take – the difference is there's no transfer fees for the teams. So what the best way to do this is if you're going to allow this, then whatever you pay that player, whatever it should be every player gets put into a tier. You got to figure out how the tiers are. And when you take a player, that school gets $300,000 from although the problem is NIL deals are not necessarily tied to schools.
No.
But if you
how about at least the scholarship and development money that it cost me to bring
something,
that kid? Something.
But you're going to have to the school that gets poached, they should get something in return for the time that they spend in there, that kid's college scholarship costs somebody else a college education, especially from lower schools where they're probably not going pro. But I think that college is so expensive now that we have to factor this in. That is a lot of money now. We're talking over $150,000 that are going to players. That they're being given from a schooling standpoint. Because they get more than 4 years, by the way.
Listen, Javon, I'm all about – listen, I'm one of the biggest proponents. I like NIL. I want the kids to make money. Screw the coaches. They all make – they're making millions of dollars and they're telling that these kids shouldn't make any money. I think it's crap. But I also think it's crap cheating and poaching players. It's against the rules. Don't poach players off of teams. You know, coaches now, they go through – they don't even
– but offering NIL
they don't even have competitions. And this is what's happening. They won't even have competitions in the spring, so the kid doesn't know that he's second or third team because they don't want him to leave because he's third team.
Mack Brown used to do that at Texas. He wouldn't recruit behind guys.
Yeah.
He wouldn't recruit quarterbacks behind quarterbacks, and that's with no NIL and a year where you had to wait to transfer. He wouldn't do that. Nick Saban's not changing anything. we recruit behind you and the best
guys.
Well,
that's fine. No, that's fine. But you can't tell the kid he's third team. You cannot tell a kid anymore you're on the third
string. It needs regulations. There needs to be some rules. There needs to be punishment. I can tell you this. When my dad coached college football, there were you know, we've gotten so used to there being no consequences at all for anything. And people just – and once that happens, then the line gets pushed higher and higher and higher. It used to be if you had consequences, you were going to pay a penalty. And that penalty used to be no bowl games, no time on TV. Until you start having punishments like that, in SMU's case, they kept doing it. So the NCAA said, oh, okay, here's what you get, death penalty. We'll take your whole team away.
Mm-hmm.
Tulane got involved in a point-shaving scandal with gambling, with college bookies. They took their whole basketball program away. Until you have real sanctions with teeth, until it matters, you're not going to get teams to stop doing it. Until you take away scholarships and you take away their ability to be on TV and things like that, you're not going to – and right now there is no teeth to anything. If you want to have – it's okay to have NIL and all – it's okay to have all this, but you still have to have rules. There still have to be sanctions. You have to have rules and sanctions. Yeah, there has to be law and order, or everything will run amok. Look at people. This is like – it's like people running through the Walgreens in San Francisco just picking whatever they want, putting it in a bag, and nobody will stop them. That's what's going on in college football right now. It's like wholesale rummaging through Walgreens or Rite Aids or CVS, and you see video footage of it, and you think, golly, what are we doing as society? Well, guess what? In college football, it's that kind of pillaging too.
Mm-hmm.
There just needs to be rules and regulations. I get that there's NIL. We're in a different space now. How you got there, you can have whatever argument you want. And what Javon says, I understand what he's saying. Like, why are you begrudging a kid?
I'm not.
When a coach – well, what he's saying is if a kid's played great, if a coach does well,
then the kid,
he gets to go to a new team.
Deal.
If the kid does, he doesn't get to.
Okay, then the kid should take a chance. If the kid thinks I can play at a higher level, then the kid's got to go. But the coach can't be calling him, telling him I got a spot for you. And I got $200,000
for you. But you and I both know you're never going to stop that from happening because – the coach doesn't have to. There's always going to be a runner or somebody. The kid's not going to go on the portal without knowing there's a deal. The same way there's deals in advance in pro sports, there's deals in advance in college sports.
Well, it really sucks.
Is there tampering in NFL and baseball and basketball? Do they enforce tampering? Do they really enforce it?
Yeah, the Dolphins lost a draft pick because of
it. Yeah, if they find out. But we know tampering goes on. It happens so much that the NFL had to change their rule and say, okay, here's legal tampering, can start here. They had to call it legal tampering. Everyone knows basketball and baseball. There's always – in football, there's wink Winks, and a
yeah,
handshake.
Right.
It's always going to be that.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Champion Energy is what I'm talking about now. I love Champion Energy. They just got a hold of me. As a matter of fact, my contract was up. You know, a lot of these electricity companies aren't going to tell you that your contract is up because they want you to continue to pay the higher price for that electricity that you're bringing in. Champion always tells me, oh, listen, there's a better rate out there. Really? Thank you for that. So I'm going to be paying you less, and you informed me to pay you less? Yes, Champion does that. I love it about it. Champion is going to be, I've been with them for, I don't know, 17 years, and I'm telling you, I've saved tens of thousands of dollars as opposed to to other places. I just got an electric vehicle, and the increase monthly is minimal. It's unbelievable how good it is. You will love Champion Energy, too. If you think you're paying too much for your electricity, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'll take the Negroni.
A Negroni? Magliato with Prosecco in it.
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We have somebody in the business who said there is way more talent funneling down right now than funneling up.
Yeah.
Most talent funnels down. It's like it's 70%,
yeah.
I saw.
I remember when it first happened. Rice, a guy from Rice was like, you better not pick our guys out of there. I'm just like, you're the one that's going to benefit from this. Like, this year they got JT Daniels on his seventh college team, I think. Mm-hmm. But
so wild.
Yeah. No. Guys that can't play at bigger schools are going to be going down. They're going to be, as opposed to, I got to have that Rice kid.
Your biggest issue is with poaching, but I just, once again, I get it. I just don't think there's anything you can do about it unless somebody, I mean, you have to take a stand against somebody poaching, and then you need to get proof. And almost to have proof, you're going to have a phone call or text messages or something like that.
Well, what's happening is like, what happened in Child Shell 2? JG fighting for Dana, and he put a heart. But it's a matter of fact, Al McCaskill, he got poached. Al McCaskill got poached. There's no other way to go. There's no other way to say it. And, you know, the U of H's that can get really good players. Did you see they got a kid, Maurice Williams, who's a safety that's had 21. He, A&M, Alabama, all offered this kid, and U of H got him. So big ups to Maurice Williams, big ups to the program for getting a really, really good football player. But that's what's going to happen. It's the more than likely group of five, or even the teams that aren't, you know, the U of H isn't at Alabama level, and they're going to get poached by bigger teams, and because you're going to be in a bigger – going to the Big 12 is going to be big for you.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Big 12 and there was a big article in the Chronicle yesterday about that and everything that's going to that they're just going to get better football players here. And if U of H doesn't get on TV a bunch, doesn't get into national recognition a bunch, then they're going to lose guys that are going to go to the SEC, and they're going to be poaching these guys. And it ain't right. It just isn't right. They're making money here at U of H as well. U of H giving them a shot. And Alabama, sorry, Javon, Alabama shouldn't just be able to come in here and say, well, I'm going to give you more money and you're going to be on. No. And in a lot of instances, Trent Dilfer was right. They promised these kids, you're going to be our starter. And then they end up second and third team.
I mean, I'm with you on all this, but it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's hypocritical, but you're pointing out that without talking about it's not fair for all these teams to be offering stuff under the table, and yet no one cared when they were offering it under the table. So it's a problem because they're taking it from other coaches or whatever.
That's been happening.
I know.
That's been happening forever.
For decades. It started in the 70s, really, and got bad in the 80s, and it's been bad. So it's like you're picking out one, but really there's a lot of things that are wrong with college football.
Well, the poaching is new, though.
Yeah, but would you care about poaching as much if you weren't – honest question, if you weren't friends with Dana and you know it happened
to him.
Because he gets to tell you what's happening. You're getting to hear firsthand experience.
Absolutely.
You may not get that if you're just sitting in this chair and you didn't
ask
have somebody.
Any coach. He's getting poached. Ask any coach.
Oh, no. I know.
Even Alabama's getting poached.
Oh, no. I took a trip with Alec to Alabama, and Bob – I can't remember his name – who's in charge of personnel there. We went to Alabama last year during the spring when Alec was looking at, you know, maybe going to Alabama. And we're touring the athletic facility and all that stuff just because I just wanted it while we were there. I just called in a favor to a scout who's with the Colts who set it up for me. And he told me this NIL plus especially the transfer portal thing now where you don't have to sit out a year. He goes, you have no, this is the worst thing we have ever. This guy had come from Tennessee too. He goes, I have never seen anything this bad. I said, really? He goes, oh my gosh. He goes, I said, you guys are, he goes, oh. It's on. People are calling, trying to pull guys off of our roster. This is Alabama. They're calling, trying to poach Alabama's roster left and right. And he said, this is like going to be the ruination of college as we know it. He said, because there is no school that is safe. If they spot a player that they think is going to be unhappy, they're going to go get him. And schools are going to go get him. He said, it's only going to get worse. And I figured he was right. But it was interesting to hear Alabama was like, this is a nightmare because everyone's coming after our second team guys. And our second team guys are going to be our future starters.
That's right.
Like, they're future starters. Not like we don't think they can play. It's just we have a lot of good talent.
That's right.
And so guys are going to pull in, you know, or they're trying to pull guys off. You know, who's gotten a lot of them? Texas. Jillo Billingsley, though, had issues. But Texas has pulled, you know, they've pulled some guys from rosters. Alabama got Jahmyr Gibbs. There's this guy from Frostburg State last year, an offensive lineman. He was now. This is a great. Now this you'll be happy with this, John. This kid from Frostburg State, he was going to go to the Senior Bowl. He got an invite. I watched him. I gave him a backup to future starter grade. And he was, because he was going to the Senior Bowl. Then he pulled his name out of the Senior Bowl and took an NIL deal and went somewhere in the SEC. I think he's at Ole Miss. And got a deal. He went from Frostburg State to Ole Miss. You don't have a problem with that.
No. Nope.
They're poaching Frostburg State potentially, but do you have a problem with that?
Well, it's great for the kid. No, it's not great. It's not because the Frostburg State guy is the coach.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's just a higher level.
Well, Frostburg State.
UAB is not a Power 5 team.
No, it's not, but they do have some NIL money. And they're not a Power – no, they're not – but they're not Frostburg State either.
No, we all know from a common sense standpoint – but it's the same thing happening. But we reserve our anger for different, like for Frostburg State, all of us, or like when Jabril Cox went from North Dakota State to LSU. That's like, man, it sucks for North Dakota State. But and he may have been a graduate.
He was
transfer,
a graduate, yeah.
Or it was maybe a COVID transfer or whatever. But all I could think of was, that's a great. You're going from division, from FCS to FBS.
Yeah,
like that's a great deal. North Dakota State should be happy for him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it depends. I mean. It's hard. I think we're outraged by this, but this has been going on for a long time. Once again, if they put a 1-year buffer, unless your coach left the school, I think it would shut a lot of this stuff down.
Let me ask you this before we go get off this subject. We haven't even touched on the Texans yet. Not that there's anything to talk about. Do you know how much dead cap money they have this year?
Who?
The Texans.
This upcoming year?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that much.
Yeah, it is. $31.72 million. Brandon Cooks.
Deshaun.
Brandon Cook. No, Deshaun's done.
So is Deshaun all done?
He's done.
So Brandon Cooks.
$22.22 million.
When you dealt him. That's how much you wanted to get him off the roster.
$22 million in dead money.
Everybody wants to trade this guy. I mean, think about it. He's supposed to be Jack Easterby's Christian Warrior or whatever. And
nobody wants
can't
him on their
wait
team.
To get him off the team. They give up first and then they're like, oh, we gotta let this guy go.
Yeah. Did you see Antonio Brown's comment?
Yeah, I don't even. Honestly, I don't even give him a. I don't even read him anymore. He wants attention so bad.
He does.
Taking shots at Tom Brady again. And it's like, I have no respect for Antonio Brown. And I think, like you've said, I think there's a pretty good chance that something has happened to him.
There's something wrong with his head.
I think there's something that maybe he's just not right now where he's. I don't even know if I can hold it against him anymore.
Well, apparently, apparently he was Tom Brady's trainer. What's his name?
Yeah.
That guy that was training. Yep. Apparently Antonio Brown had to pay him $100,000 to work with him. And then he said he wouldn't give me a special attention.
Alex Guerrero.
Right. And Brady made him pay that. I'm your guy and you're making me pay $100,000 for a trainer. I don't know. Alex Guerrero, that's how he makes his money, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything all about it, but apparently that's why he walked out of that Jets game. He took his shirt off and he was done. He walked off the field. Tom Brady asked him to play when he was injured, and he took a shot, and Brady said, I was going to throw you the ball, and he didn't throw him the ball, and he made me pay $100,000, so I just left. Okay. Dude, after that Vontaze Burfict hit, Antonio Brown has not been the same guy. After that big hit that knocked him out, Antonio Brown has been, he's been goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And, there is, it's just, yeah, it's getting to the point where, oh, Antonio Brown said something again. Oh, well, Antonio Brown spouting off about something.
Right, it's hard
Antonio Brown lost his football team.
I don't, Antonio Brown has just said some wild stuff. He went after Tom Brady and his wife and all that stuff. I have no respect. Like, I'm not even going to – I don't care about Antonio Brown. The quicker that we never hear from Antonio Brown ever again will be the – it'll be a better world.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think much of Antonio Brown.
All right.
Not in the sports realm. Whatever he does in fashion or rap or whatever, that's fine. I know he's got a rap career, but I just
–
when he says something bad about somebody, I don't care.
Yeah, no, it does. It's no big deal.
Oh yeah, it's his song, I guess, that the Dylan Brooks dance was created to. Play it for John. Can you pull it up? I don't know the name of it, but whenever you see Dylan Brooks doing his dance, Dylan Brooks started this. I think he started that whole dance. And it's to, I didn't realize that was, my son told me that's Dylan, that's actually Antonio Brown's song that he played. Do you have it? See, John, see if you think this is a banger.
This is, a, for me, it's going to be a banger.
Let's see if you think it's a banger.
I love Antonio Brown rap.
Okay.
I
had no idea this was Antonio Brown, though.
You had
the hook I'm talking about, really, I guess. I don't know about the whole thing. I don't know if I've heard the whole thing. Can you play it? Is it clean? I don't know.
Yeah, you better watch out on that, too. Well, let's take a break, and he could do it during the break. He can find it during the break, okay. And we'll find out. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here. But first, we got a little tequila.
Yeah, Maestro Bell is I think it's the tequila of the weekend. But, you know, honestly, if I'm being honest, I think it's great for the weekday as well. I think it's – if you're somebody who likes to come home and maybe unwind with the tequila, maybe celebrate with the tequila, you're a tequila sipper, I promise you, this is going to be the best. You're not going to have a tequila that's as good as Maestro Del Bell in most instances. And I can promise you, if you've ever had the it's the Añejo Extra Cristalino. It's an expensive bottle. It's the best I've ever tried. And I am not alone when I say that. There's a lot of tequila aficionados that will tell you that as well. But Maestro Del Bell makes plenty of tequilas that are just right on the pocketbook. I mean, look, they are not cheap tequilas because they're exceptionally well made right there in Tequila, Mexico, with 11 generations of tequila makers making different types of tequilas. But what you're going to get is you're going to get reasonably priced tequilas that are great for cocktails, margaritas, or just as sipping tequilas, which I think they might be best as a sipping tequila. It's Maestro Del Bell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to find it. If they don't carry it, make sure you demand it. It's Maestro Del Bell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
1 year ago, we knocked on the door. This year, we beat on the door. Next year, we're going to kick the son of a in.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Weird.
All right. Welcome back here on News of the Weird. John and Lance here with you. Lance, let me ask you a question. Do you drink when you're happy? Are you more likely to drink when you're happy or sad?
I'm more likely to drink when I'm happy, but I think a lot of people it's sad.
No, it's more likely, you're more likely to drink when you're happy.
Oh. That's how I am.
Yeah, not sad. It's desire thinking. It's when you are in a good mood, it's more celebratory than it is.
Is that weird to you?
No, actually, no. I mean, I think you want to drown your sorrows sometimes, but maybe when things aren't going well, you might actually want to try to fix them as opposed to, you know, just get drunk and drown in your sorrows. But when you're happy, man, let's have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's drink. What?
Yeah.
That's me anyway. And I'm rarely sad, but I'm often drinking. So yes. That's just me, though. Okay, so there's it. Did you know this? Robots that learn by watching how-to videos could soon do all of your chores. Do you want a robot that has learned how to fix things and clean things? Do you want one to do all of your stuff?
No, because I recognize what it leads to. Did you already see Wimbledon? Is going to have AI-generated commentators. Oh, it's coming for us, too.
What?
Wimbledon next year, they have a part of Wimbledon is going to have AI-generated. It's the first time they're going to have AI-generated commentary on tennis. Not for the main matches, but for smaller matches, they're doing this.
Wow, instead of commentators, you think they're coming for us?
Oh,
that's a
100%.
Good thing I'm almost dead.
AI is going to take
over.
You've
only got a couple years left.
I've got 3 years left, but we've already, 4 years, but we've already seen like the top leading guy in AI said, yeah, it's gone too far already. There's really no, but we can manage some of the, you know, problems that are going to come up, like taking everybody's jobs.
Yeah, no. There's no question. We will have a world war with AI, with robots. There is no question in my mind that is going to happen. A plane passenger, instead of having his iPad or his phone where he watched a movie, He had a projector that he projected it onto a movie that he projected onto the luggage carrier. Do you find that rude, or do you find that, hey, that's pretty
cool?
I find
that awesome.
I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, unless it's a terrible movie. Well, what about the sound?
Well, you know, what the movie, well, he could hear it.
Yeah.
But no one else could.
What was the movie?
The Patriot. I find that offensive.
The Patriot with Mel Gibson. I never watched that one.
You never?
Have you ever seen the TV show, The Patriot?
No.
It's great. Dell told me about it, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Or a bunch of listeners did, about this guy who's kind of depressed, but it's not what you think it's going to be.
Oh.
It's a really, really good show. I think it was on Prime. It's a really good show. You'd like that one.
The movie, not so much. I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
If you're going to show a movie, then show something that's decent and not The Patriot, okay? We don't need that. Lance, you have dogs, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of dogs now, don't you?
I have two. I just have two.
Oh. There's a swim school for dogs in the Hamptons. Do you want to send your dog to swim school?
Well, it's about time. No, my dogs are purebred mutts who learned to swim many years ago so they could get out of situations like that. No, in the Hamptons, there's a swim school.
There's a swim school.
You know, rich people really have to be careful in this economy.
Not really. Not really. They don't have to be careful at all. They got a lot of money. They just throw around stupid crap like that. There was a new survey. 40% of adults still sleep with their childhood stuffed animal. Do you sleep with your childhood stuffed animal?
No, I do not.
I can't believe 40% of adults still sleep with their childhood.
That's not true. They make this stuff up.
They make this crap.
They make this stuff up.
Either that or
and it's definitely not guys.
2,000 U.S. adults who live with a partner discovered that when it comes to co-sleepers, some of your current bedtime rituals may need to be reconsidered. They sleep with their 40%. Sleep with their stuffed animals. I don't believe that. A woman divorced her husband because he was killing her vibe by constantly feeling sorry for himself for having cancer.
Did you not do this last week?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, then I read it last week.
Yeah,
did he do it last week?
Did I do it? No.
Okay, then I read it last week and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
A woman has opened up saying his five-year cancer battle took a toll on their marriage as he wallowed in self-pity. She wed her late husband when she was 22 years old and dreamed of starting a family with him. But when he got cancer, she had to go because...
Oh, yeah, she's 20-something. She ain't loyal.
No.
She ain't loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
They haven't been through enough.
No.
These hoes ain't loyal.
He developed testicular cancer. I think they were married for a while. I don't know. Now she's 40 now, and he died. So they were together for a while. But he battled cancer for 5 years, and she said, I'm done with you.
And then he died?
And then he died. Yeah, he died alone.
Wow.
Well done, woman. There's a special place in hell for her.
Wow.
Okay. What a nice person. Yeah, you got cancer. Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Blah, 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 blah. My cancer.
Like, what? What?
We're done.
What?
Paul Galanis. I think Paul Galanis next. I don't know. He hasn't been around much lately, so we'll see. But I got to talk about Artisan Grange. I got to talk about the dip thing that you guys are doing. I got to talk about how gross dip is. I got to talk about how dangerous it is. I got to talk about how filthy it is. Your teeth, your gums, your heart. There's a bunch of stuff a bunch of health issues that you can have when you're dipping. It's tobacco. It's nicotine. It's not good for you. I got something, people. You want to get off of that? Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. This CBD oil is health. It's healthy. It actually has healing powers to it. If you're looking for a great way to get out of dipping and get into, or if you just want to, if you're going to start dipping, hey, I want to start dipping. Well, don't do it with dip. Do it with Canstead or Dew Blend, which is awesome. And you are going to love it. You got all the different flavors that you could possibly want. You're looking for the best way to get out of that dip or start dipping healthily. I don't think that's a word. All you need to do is go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
She's not right. She's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not the home of the Houston Texans. Not sure they even like us.
Rock and roll. You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress. But not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Duraflighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Duraflighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.